Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on Monday presented a positive spin on USDA's blueprint for stronger service to delegates at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 93rd annual meeting in Honolulu, Hawaii. The move, he said, will bring USDA into the 21st century while saving $150 million annually, or $1.5 billion over 10 years. There, he announced streamlining of technology, an increase of broadband to rural offices, and massive reallocation of USDA facilities and resources given current federal government budget constraints, along with consolidation and closing of 259 USDA offices nationwide. The plan is based on the Obama administration's campaign to cut waste. USDA operates 18 programs and services, including Farm Service Agency, WIC, and other food subsidies, organic food certification, and wildfire protection, conservation programs, rural internet, and water resources. USDA Forest Service budget is covered by the Interior Department. Affected programs include both Foreign and Domestic Agricultural Service, Animal Plant and Food Safety Inspection, Rural Development, Natural Resource Conservation Services, and Farm Service Agency. It administers farm commodity, crop insurance, credit, environmental conservation, and emergency assistance programs for farmers and ranchers. In Arkansas, 10 Farm Service Agency offices will be closed, with 15 staff cut in counties including Benton, Pulaski, and Lafayette, one resource conservation office in Pulaski County, and five rural development offices in places like Izzard, Faulkner, and Hot Springs counties will also be closed. Linda Newkirk is State Executive Director for USDA Arkansas Farm Service Agency.
Neither Secretary Vilsack nor I, nor the Arkansas State FSA Committee, want to consolidate or close any offices in Arkansas. However, with the staff reductions that we've had, and we've had many, and with the low budgets that we've had as far as operating expenses, it has to make sense. We just have to do it.
But Linda Newkirk said closures and cuts have been expected.
This came about as a result of the 2008 Farm Bill, and it is directed in the 2008 Farm Bill that county offices within 20 miles of each other and with two or fewer employees would be consolidated. And we've known all along that this was in the Farm Bill, but we didn't know when it was going to come about.
Newkirk said employees in closed agency offices have the option to transfer to nearby open ones, and farmers and ranchers will not see any disruption in service.
We will make certain that all farmers and ranchers in all of these counties will be taken care of, and all it's going to amount to is they will just simply have to go to another county office that's within just a short driving distance of where they've been going. In some instances, those new county offices might be closer, and if they can go to that county, the receiving county, or they can go to another county, whichever is closest to them.
Linda Newkirk said farmers and ranchers can also take advantage of new online services to register and access programs in e-forms. USDA has posted background on its new blueprint for stronger service on its website, including a video of USDA Secretary Vilsack urging stakeholders to accept the change.
If we didn't do this, if we didn't approach it this way, if we didn't look at offices that have no employees on a full-time basis or an employee or two to consolidate into offices with more employees to provide better service, we would be confronted with having to furlough many, many more workers or laying off many, many more workers. And the end result of either one of those strategies, a furlough or a reduction in force, is an interruption in service. Well, we don't want to do that. We want to still continue to provide the service. So we're committed to doing that, and we're making some tough calls, some tough choices, but that's what people expect, and that's certainly what American households are doing every single day.
Travel, conference, and supply budgets will be trimmed, he said, with a portion of USDA's employees being offered early retirement. Affected Farm Service Agency offices in Arkansas will hold public meetings in affected counties within 30 days of this week's announcement. Closures are expected 3 months afterwards. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.